Paul, you just plugged in your Christmas tree.
I did.
I am in the mood. I'm in the spirit, the festive spirit. Now, my one question for you that I was kind of surprised about is you have the multicolored lights on your tree.
Oh, gotta have the multicolored lights.
You are, see, I'm sorry, man. I believe the just white ones are classier.
Well, that definitely contributes to the aesthetic when you want to have like a tree that is like all like gold or silver balls. But I've always had the eclectic tree with like the random assortment of ornaments that are from childhood and from vacations and from random drugstore purchases and whatever. So I feel like the colored lights contribute to the mayhem going on in the Christmas tree.
I really appreciate that you have a substantial answer to back up my really silly question.
Yes, that's what I do.
So let's say a bit about what this episode is.
So what we like to do for the episode that airs kind of in mid-December is to do a little survey of holiday music from DC bands, because I figure that everybody's sick of the overplayed stuff that you hear on the radio and when you go shopping in stores.
I'm kind of surprised there's not like a cultural embargo or greater pushback. I mean, I don't know, like people with store music, they got to realize this stuff gets on people's nerves.
Oh, I know. It's just bizarre. So anyway, and there's still great music being made, not only of the traditional kind, but of the brand new song material. So we are super excited to bring a little holiday cheer to your ears.
Yes. Five of the seven songs we're going to play today, seven, kind of breaking our format a little bit, are original Christmas songs. And I think that that is so wonderful. And every year, it's kind of a nail biter to have enough content just because Christmas is niche.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to actually extend, I just want to give a big thanks where we got five of our seven songs today in response to a Facebook post that I authored asking DC music friends for holiday music. And I'm so thrilled that everyone contributed, and I'm really, really excited for this show. So we're going to start things off. Who's first, Paul?
First up, of course, we have our friend Mary Jo Matea
here on Hometown Sounds.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Ho Ho Hometown Sounds.
We show you how DC gets ready for the holidays. I'm Tony Parecco.
And I'm Paul Vodra. And that was Mary Jo Matea with a brand new Christmas classic called War on Christmas.
Delightful. I think what I really loved were the flourishes, the fills, the melodic fills, and the saxophone. A really cool Christmas instrument.
There are not enough Christmas songs with saxophone in them. That was done by Morgan Russell of the bands Eastern Standard Time and Party Like It's. I love that song. That song came out, I think, on Black Friday. I think it was when that dropped. And I know that Mary Jo wanted to make a song that equaled the, I think, also classic tune by Andrew Grossman that we featured on the podcast 2 years ago, Don't Shop, Just Love, with just the way that it nails the current vibe of the holidays and how ridiculous it is that there is even a war on Christmas. Because, yes, Christmas is everywhere. It is inescapable. And it starts way too early and it's way too intense, but we love it.
I really identified with the lyric in that song about jack-o'-lanterns decomposing, and that is because I still have one of my fall gourds on my back porch. So I was like, oh gosh, I'm one of those people. I took out two of them to the dumpster.
Yep.
But then it started raining, and I didn't want to put my hands on a wet pumpkin.
I can understand that. You, dear listeners, have a chance to see Mary Jo live on Saturday, January 4th.
With Higher Numbers and Azure Wolf at the Pie Shop on 8th Street. And to me, Azure Wolf sounds like a band name. It sounds like a creature from a Final Fantasy game where because graphics were not great, so then to create new enemies, they would just have a goblin of a different color. Red goblin.
Yes.
So in this instance, Azure Wolf.
And I was wondering if Azure Wolf is friends with Ghost Cat.
Gotta be.
From the last episode of Hometown Sounds.
Yeah. Okay, Paul. So I have spent the last, well over a week putting together what I'm going to call Tony's Holiday Cheer.
All right.
Just doing a roundup of, the best kind of holiday or holiday adjacent content I could find.
Awesome.
And I have it to share with you. And we are going to start with... Paul, how do you feel about Christmas?
I'm very pro Christmas.
You're pro Christmas.
Yeah.
How do you feel about pizza?
I'm very pro pizza.
How do you feel about Christmas pizza?
That sounds like a crazy thing I've never heard of before.
Yes. So there's a Christmas pizza being offered from the Canadian pizza chain Boston Pizza, which I don't know why. I did not look up why they are called Boston Pizza.
Whatever.
But let me read to you what this Christmas pizza is about.
All right.
Toppings include seasoned rotisserie turkey, a house-made stuffing, rosemary sage cream sauce, and Italian cheeses. So there are cheeses beneath the Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Also, then placed right in the center of the pizza is a big dollop of cranberry sauce.
Okay. That's weird.
Okay, it's not over. Okay. It's not over. It comes in a caroling pizza box.
Oh my God.
When you open the box, it plays Carol of the Bells.
Wow.
Also, when you order a Christmas pizza from Boston Pizza, it includes a free Toblerone.
Why? It's so random.
So, according to Boston Pizza's senior marketing manager, Niels Van Ooyen, a caroling box is a continuing expression of Boston Pizza's unique point of view.
Their unique point of view.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have one more bit of holiday cheer for you, Paul.
All right.
And we're going to the Hometown Sounds AV Club.
Yes.
And I have a radio spot advertising the pizza that I'm going to play for you and our listeners right now.
Christmas pizza, Boston pizza, this is an ad for a pizza. Cranberry sauce, gravy on top, turkey as well, and also cheese. Why is there cheese? Cause we love cheese, turkey and cheese, four kinds of cheese. Come try our Christmas pizza, this commercial's from Boston Pizza. It's a turkey dinner on a pizza, pizza underneath the turkey dinner. Christmas pizza, free Toblerone with the pizza. Get it today, Boston Pizza, gather round.
So see if you can get that on your Uber Eats.
How far do they deliver? Wow. That is quite a commercial.
And for quite an item.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, so that's our first bit of holiday cheer this episode. But let's keep the show going with what we do best, and that's playing the DC musics.
Including Hip Hop McDougal.
Reindeer and I load the sleigh with toys on my way to get these gifts to every girl and boy. Got the train, sets the dolls, the blocks packed up tight. Now it's time to take flight
to the sky on this magic
So on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, and Vixen, on Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. I follow that up with a few ho-ho-hos all lined up in rows.
Rudolph leads with his
We swoop down to the mall. There's a line out the door. Call the elves to make more.
What are you wishing?
Hey, you tiny Steve, tell me everything you need. Tell me everything you want on this lovely Christmas Eve. Tree up and me up, chimney ducked, I'll get down. Tree up and me up, chimney ducked, I'll get down. You little Joni, I know you're feeling lonely, but don't worry, cause I got you, your very own pony. Tree up and me up, chimney ducked, I'll get down.
Tree up and me up, chimney ducked, I'll get down.
These people should be caroling, not stuck at the mall, singing fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, deck the halls. Yeah, I get all the requests for sweaters and G.I. Joes. You could write letters, you know.
And now the weatherman's calling
It's gonna
snow.
Be kind of tight, spending the globe in one night. Got a red suit, black boots, and a beard of white, so you know I can do it. I'm S-A-N-T-A, and tonight is my day.
Y'all, bring me a new pack.
Now I've got all the presents I can't hold anymore. It's time for a world tour.
What are you wishing?
Hey, you, Minnie Mikey, tell me what you like. Got a need for speed, how about a brand new bikey? Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down. Hey, you Tallulah, you've done so well in school up. As a reward, here is a hoop for you to hula. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down.
Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
What are you wishing?
Hey, you naughty coal, I know this year you stole. So here's a lump of something you can burn next time you're cold. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down. Hey, lookie, lookie, they left me milk and cookies. Are these gluten free? Oh, gross, what a rookie. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down. Tree up and me up, chimney duck, I'll get down.
That was Hip Hop McDougal with Hip Hop McDougal doing what they do best with a track called Party Up the Chimney. Hip Hop McDougal is the duo of Julian Biggs and Charlie Hodgson. So I really love the chorus lyric of that song. I actually had to ping Julian about what the lyric was. I was like, tree up? Well, first off, tree up is a great phrase about saying get ready for Christmas. But the chorus lyric is tree up and knee up, chimney ducked, I'll get down.
All right.
And Julian explained, like the kids are getting on Santa's knee, ha ha.
Wow.
So in just reviewing my, just making sure I do all my fact checking.
Yeah.
And I was looking up Charlie's last name and I was like, I knew it was Hodgson. And I was like, is it Hobson?
Right.
So I Googled Charlie Hodgson and the first result was from a website from a gent named Charles S. Hodgson, who runs the website flamethrowerexpert.com.
Oh my God.
And this website is dedicated to the preservation and safe operation of U.S. military flamethrowers. My intention is to quickly give the reader an overview of the flamethrowers that are available, how to identify the various U.S. models, how they are restored, and the services that I have available.
So if you got a flamethrower for Christmas, this is the website you need to go to.
Yes, a vintage flamethrower.
Yeah.
We last featured Hip Hop McDougal on this year's Halloween episode with a track called Trick or Treat, which was all about said activity.
Oh yeah, they are nailing the holiday-themed episodes, songs.
And okay, so what I really love about Hip Hop McDougal is I am often bad at hip hop.
Oh yeah.
But what I love about Hip Hop McDougal is how you can follow the narrative perfectly, like on first listen. Like it's just like, yep, you're just nodding your head,
right?
Like listening to the hit every single gag.
Oh yeah. It's pure entertainment. I love how that song was like a mashup of both the nerdcore rap and like pop punk with, you know, the Christmas theme mixed in as well.
Also, I think it's great they got Santa. Like, oh, yeah. Like to guest vocal.
Yeah. Also, I have a quote here from our friend Jason Mendelson.
Oh, this is a real heartwarmer.
And this came in over email in response to the Trick or Treat track. Hip Hop McDougal is the greatest thing I've heard since MC Chris, who is a nerdcore rapper and animator for Adult Swim. Thank you so much for all you do. It's all I can do to not literally LOL at my desk.
Thank you, Jason. I'm so happy that, like, I haven't really bonded with anyone about Hip Hop McDougal in a while, and it's just great to hear that. Like, oh, man, I freaking love it.
Yep.
Paul, are we ready for a little more of Tony's holiday cheer?
I think we're ready for it, man.
Okay. So did you hear about this, how there was an ice maze at City Center?
I did not hear this.
So I learned about this from DCist, and this past weekend, there was a 7-foot-tall ice maze made with 110,000 pounds of clear ice.
Oh, my God.
So this is kind of a thing that City Center's been doing the last couple of years. 2 years ago, they had a life-sized igloo. Mm. And then last year, they had like 12-foot-tall ice replicas of the Washington, of the monuments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I want to read you a quote from the DCist article I read about the ice maze. And that is that thousands and thousands of people stood in line to experience those, meaning the igloo and the replicas.
Yep.
City Center DC director Timothy Lowry told DCist, "This year, we decided to keep with the ice theme. And as the team began to brainstorm," then there's an ellipses. I'll get back to that in a sec. "As the team began to brainstorm, the ice maze concept came together."
Okay.
And to me, it's all about what's in the ellipses that's fun to think about.
Sure. Oh, man.
So the story does not end here.
All right.
Because I read about this. I read about this ice maze, and it said that it was going to be here. It didn't say anything about it being here past this weekend.
Okay.
So I thought, I gotta go see this.
Right.
I'm gonna go engage in some journalismistic
yeah.
activity.
Right.
So I took the metro down to City Center, and the ice maze was cool, but the bananas thing is that there were hundreds upon hundreds of people. Like, this line must have been pushing over like a third of a mile long.
Oh my God.
And so you had to wait in line to get confused in it, to be confused in an ice maze. Like a really, really long line.
Oh my God. I guess the line would be longer if the people got more lost in the ice maze and had to, you know, spend ages trying to find their way out.
A real ice age.
Yeah.
God. So let's keep this show going. We found our way out of the ice maze. Was that a joke?
It was good.
Barely.
Next up, we have Dennis Kane and Q.
It's Christmas Eve and snow is on the ground. Mistletoe and holly. You went away.
a perfect pop song. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That song was called Christmas Will Be Just Another Lonely Day by Dennis Kane and Q, which is likely his wife, Melissa Quinley. It is a cover by Brenda Lee,
who is most known for a holiday song we are thankfully not playing, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, that's a classic. I believe that is part of a 4-song EP, which is available on Dennis Kane's SoundCloud page, only for streaming. So you must stream it there. And you probably only want to stream it during this time of the year anyway. So there you go. He is an audio engineer at National Geographic and the former head sound guy at the Black Cat. He is also known as the Hunted Hare, who we have featured on this podcast before. And we last featured his collaboration with Amy Dominguez on the last episode of this podcast. This sounds really different. And in fact, when you posted this in the document and I listened to it, I was like, well, this is going to be like some moody, you know, meandering, quiet thing. And then it was this. I was like, wow, this is quite different.
It's just, I think, hilarious and fun and ironic that Dennis Kane no longer batting last.
Definitely not in the middle of the podcast. Way to go,
Paul. You ready for some more holiday cheer?
I'm ready. I like this. I like what I see in the document coming up here.
Yep. So last time I spoke on the Twitter feed Best of Next Door.
Oh yes.
And I found a couple of choice holiday Best of Next Door posts.
Oh my god.
So Here's one from a neighbor.
Yep.
Hello. I know everyone loves this time of year, but can we please be considerate of some of us and please cut your lights off at 7:30 p.m.?
What?
My cats are trying to sleep and they find the lights distracting.
Oh, what an awful neighbor. 7:30. Come on. What are your cats going to bed at 7:30 for? Let them stay up. Oh my god.
And one more great Best of Next Door holiday post. Does anyone know where we can get good cinnamon rolls for Christmas morning? Costco used to carry, but no longer.
Oh geez, try them all.
So when neighbors start talking, good things happen
always. God.
Let's keep this show going, Paul.
Right on. Next up is our friends at the Caribbean.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun from the children call their favorite time of year.
The original by Vince Guaraldi and Lee Mendelson comes from the 1965 TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas, and this version is by our friends at the Caribbean.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Like, it's a sad song, and then it's told with Michael Kentoff's just, like, sneer. It's wonderful.
Yes, indeed. This version originally appeared way back in 2009 for a roundup of holiday music from Home Tapes, the label that put out all the albums and EPs by the Caribbean through their 2014 full-length album, Moon Sickness.
And we, of course, featured the Caribbean on the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage in March of 2018.
The Caribbean have a show coming up that we think you should go to. They're playing at Rhizome in Tacoma Park on Friday, December 20th, along with a side project of Matt Byers of the Caribbean, which is called Attorneys General. and Eve Merritt from Oakland.
Fun, fun, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Oh, yo. Okay, so show alert.
Yeah.
This Friday. Yo. No. you have three great show options, this being one of them.
All right.
The other two being Mr. Goblin at the Pie Shop.
All right.
For his EP release.
Yep.
And shoot. What was the... I have it on my calendar. Hang on. This is radio, people. Yes, I have it on my Google Calendar to see either Mr. Goblin at the Pie Shop or Lightmare at Black Hat.
Oh, man. This is going to be one of those times where I'm going to have to either make some hard choices or include multiple options on my Don't Stay Home recommendation.
Yeah, for real.
Yep.
Paul, are you ready for some more holiday cheer?
I'm always ready for it, man.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a headline from a local Alexandria periodical newspaper called The Zebra. Are you familiar with it?
Nope.
Okay. But I'm going to read you a headline that I found, and it reads, "Success! Exclamation point. Mike Anderson and Bill Blackburn found the 2019 Delray Christmas tree in the air! Exclamation point.
What?
And then, what do you call it, like, the that's underneath the headline that says a little bit more?
The tagline or something like that? Yeah, I can't think of the name of it. The subheading?
That sounds great. The subheading reads, "The team scouted for the best tree in Anderson's airplane."
Oh, okay.
So, Mike Anderson and Bill Blackburn are partners and the owners of the Homegrown Restaurant Group, whose restaurants include the Delray Fixtures, Pork Barrel Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
Holy Cow,
yep.
and the Sushi Bar.
Right.
Now, in 2010, they began an annual tradition of a Christmas tree lighting in Delray's Pat Miller neighborhood square. And they said that year, there were like 500 people gathered around a 6-foot-tall Christmas tree. You couldn't even see it. So this led them on a quest for a much bigger tree. But Anderson said, "Well, the problem is that you can't find any Christmas tree farms that sell trees any bigger than 12 feet. They grow them all to 12 feet, and then they cut them down."
Well, sure.
Dissatisfied, Bill called the National Christmas Tree Growers Association.
Oh, yeah.
Who pointed them towards a grower in Dickerson, Maryland, who grows larger trees. Now, the article didn't really go into detail about how they run their search, but as near as I could tell, I think they just fly over this Christmas tree farm and try to point out the one that looks the tallest in this guy's private plane.
That's solid.
So each year, the entire endeavor can cost upwards of $4,000 due to the cost of renting a crane, a forklift, and everything else associated with decorating an enormous Christmas tree. And this year's tree stands a mighty 25 feet tall.
Wow, Delray.
Yeah.
Swinging for the rafters there, man.
So, yep. I thought you'd like that, Paul. Just, you can go check out that tree.
Yeah, I think I will.
Cool. Let's play another song.
Next up, it's Sun Machines.
Tonight.
That was Sun Machines with a track called Last Minute Christmas Song.
It was so last minute that it came out after last year's holiday music podcast by Hometown Sounds dropped, but we brought it back for you this year.
We last featured Sun Machines on the podcast way back in 2015 with a song from their album Human Subjects called Arms and Legs. And I still remember that song to this day. Like, really, it's a real earworm.
This band is comprised of Jay Forte, formerly of Ape House, and Greg Gendron, formerly of Lejeune. These two also played together in Light Arms and Secret Pop Band. And they wrote that this song was reminiscent of the first song the duo ever wrote, which was, in fact, Arms and Legs.
I didn't. That was just me goofing up and not looking at your notes.
That's fine, man.
It was just being honest.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
Christmas honesty. It's a thing.
Yep. Tony, got some more holiday cheer for us?
Yes, I do. And it has to do with wrapping presents.
All right.
Okay. The hectic holidays are approaching, but according to a study shared in the Journal of Consumer Psychology, you shouldn't waste your time immaculately wrapping the gifts you've bought everyone.
Good, because I cannot wrap.
Oh, I'm terrible at it. Yeah. In fact, every year I try to identify a ringer of someone I have a relationship close enough with that I can get them to wrap my Christmas presents for me.
It's a solid strategy.
Yeah. So these researchers hypothesized that people will be more inclined to like what's inside if presents are wrapped poorly.
What?
Now, the common assumption is that if someone handed you a gift that looks like Martha Stewart herself spent a week flawlessly wrapping it, what's inside must be really spectacular to justify the effort.
That makes sense.
But that assumption can actually be a detriment to the gift giver because a meticulous wrapping job raises those expectations about the gift itself. Which more often than not leads to disappointment.
That's terrible.
So to test this hypothesis, researchers and professors from the University of Nevada, Reno, who specialize in marketing, asked a group of study participants to open a gift that was either wrapped with immense care or was sloppily thrown together.
That's AKA we did it.
The participants were all specifically chosen because they had identified as fans of the Miami Heat basketball team.
Okay.
Which I see what they did. Like, this was to create a control.
Yeah.
In the study.
Right.
Now, inside the wrapped gifts was either a Miami Heat mug, which would ostensibly be enjoyed by Heat fans.
Right.
Or a mug bearing the logo of the Orlando Magic.
What a ridiculous study. I love it.
After opening their gift, each participant rated it by answering a series of five questions. And the results of the study surprisingly revealed that the sloppily wrapped gift was better received overall.
All right.
So, wrap it crappy, y'all.
Unless you cannot help but make such a beautiful presentation because of your own personal standards. And then you better do really well with the shopping. That's all I got to say.
I think I'm going to leave my gift bags out in the rain and make people really like my presents.
Right. Solid. But we have more music for you on the podcast. Who's up next?
Next is Luna Honey.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. For poor ordinary people like you and like I wonder as I farmers and shepherds and all, but I from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of the thank you.
Christmas Solemnity from Luna Honey.
That was an unreleased gem that we give to you called I Wonder As I Wander. Luna Honey, of course, is the experimental dark rock group consisting of Moripon, Levi Flack, and Ben Schur. This track is from an unreleased EP of Christmas songs Luna Honey has recorded that was intended as a personal gift for vocalist Moripon's mom,
who is always asking her, why don't you sing something nice?
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. You know,
I love any instance of parental backhandedness.
Sure. Of course. But she was thinking it might be fun to share a track or two from that EP this holiday season. We, of course, featured Luna Honey on the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage in November of 2018. And like the Caribbeans, you can, of course, find that performance online on YouTube. And we have a page on the Hometown Sounds website that has all of our YouTube embeds for the Millennium Stage shows we hosted. So you can watch all of them right there.
And now let's dig into the song, which has kind of a wild backstory. I did not know this song. And I think it's great to shine a spotlight on Christmas songs we don't hear much.
That's true. Here's the information from, of course, everybody's favorite source, Wikipedia. I Wonder As I Wander is a Christian folk hymn typically performed as a Christmas carol written by American folklorist and singer John Jacob Niles. The hymn has its origins in a song fragment collected by Niles on the 16th of July, 1933.
While in the town of Murphy in Appalachian, North Carolina, Niles attended a fundraising meeting held by evangelicals who had been ordered out of town by the police. In his unpublished autobiography, which, I mean, how did anyone find out about it? he wrote of hearing the song.
A girl had stepped out to the edge of the little platform attached to the automobile. She began to sing. Her clothes were unbelievably dirty and ragged, and she too was unwashed. Her ash blonde hair hung down in long skeins. But best of all, she was beautiful, and in her untutored way, she could sing. She smiled as she sang, smiled rather sadly, and sang only a single line of a song.
The girl named Annie Morgan repeated the fragment 7 times in exchange for a quarter per performance. And Niles left with 3 lines of verse, a garbled fragment of melodic material, and a magnificent idea.
Yes, indeed. So we hope you enjoyed that version from Luna Honey, who also say that they are in the final stages of mixing their next album and eager to share it with you guys next year.
Love it, love it, love it.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it. Tell all your cool friends about all the cool DC music you have found through this humble podcast. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. There we feature music videos. And in fact, this week I am doing my annual top 5 music video countdown that I like to do every year. I like to go through all the videos that we've played on the website that have been featured and pick out my favorites and count them down like I was raised watching MTV in the 1980s. It's imprinted on my soul, and now I got to keep doing it because that's how I am. We also have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at Hometown Sounds. Follow us. Do all the great stuff. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Drop us a line.
Send us your music.
Yes. But of course, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
Like, for example, I did a couple days ago in relation to the last song we're going to play for you. The last song we're going to play is by Amy K. Bormitt with a song called Gimme Love at Christmas Time.
And this is a lovely, lovely song.
Oh, it's great. Amy Bormitt, in case you don't know her, she is a jazz pianist and organizer of the Washington Women in Jazz Festival, which, P.S., is coming back in 2020. From March 17th to 28th.
So much lady jazz.
Yeah, so don't plan any trips then. Stay in town and see all the cool jazz. So this past Sunday, I went to a holiday sing-along concert that was at the home of Sarah Flippert, a.k.a. Miss Friedrich. She has hosted this concert in her house for, I think, 5 years now.
Were there cookies?
There were cookies.
Was there nog?
There was nog. And also chili, which was both Paul Unfriendly and Paul Friendly. They made a batch with vegetarian stuff and carrots and beans, and they made another batch that was just all meat and delicious spices that I could eat. So it was very, very kind of them. So Amy led everybody in singing along a bunch of Christmas carols and songs, and it was wonderful. They had songbooks for everybody so we could read the lyrics, and people just shouted out what they wanted, and it was great. And Amy also played a couple of her originals, which prompted me to say, hey, we're doing a podcast in a couple days. Can we play some of these? And she said, sure. So this song was recorded by Warren Shad, drummer and piano technician, and also nephew of legendary jazz vocalist Shirley Horn, for a series of Christmas songs posted to his Facebook page.
In this performance, Amy is accompanied on bass and vocals by Nicole Saffos, who we featured on the podcast back in March.
That is awesome. You can catch Amy Borman next at the Kennedy Center's new Reach space on January 6th to 7th with bassist and producer Terrace Mateen. So the sound quality is not quite up to studio quality standards because this was just recorded from a phone, but we think that the song is really classy. Great way to round out this holiday episode, and we hope you like it.
Uh-huh.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul. Happy holidays to everyone.
Yes, and we will see you all next year.